With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. The Chinook salmon, or king salmon, a favorite of anglers on Lake Michigan, is in decline. That's because it's starving. The population of the salmon's only prey, a small invasive fish called the alewife, has dropped by more than half since 2002. As a result, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources has been stocking fewer king salmon. While this could be bad news for Michigan's sport fishing industry, WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports that it's likely good news for the lake's native species.
It's not yet 7 in the morning as Captain Jerry Link of Originator Charters gets ready to take customers out on his boat, St. Joseph. Link says there are fewer king salmon to catch, but for now, that hasn't kept customers away.
There's still a lot of other species of fish to catch out there. There's some really healthy coho to catch, there's steelhead to catch, and there's lake trout, plenty of lake trout that are very healthy to catch as well.
But king salmon is a major draw for tourists and other anglers. Eric Condor of Big Bird Charters in St. Joseph explains why.
Oh, it's much bigger fish, brute strength. When they get a hold of your line, they peel that line out, and you could be fighting that fish for 15, 20 minutes. Strong fish, lean fish, powerhouse.
But according to a Michigan State University study, the king salmon's only food source in the lake, alewives, are dying out. Ironically, other invasives, zebra and quagga mussels, are eating the alewives' food. Not everyone sees the decline of king salmon as a crisis, though. Sarah Adlerstein is one of the authors of the MSU study. She says in 1966, the DNR started stocking king salmon for two reasons: to eat alewives and to create a better fishery. With most of the alewives gone, Adlerstein says there's no ecological need for the DNR to stock king salmon in the lake.
So you have those two, one invasive and an exotic, out of the system, then you can start seeing recovery from the native food web, lake trout and walleye and yellow perch and lake whitefish.
While the salmon themselves don't hurt the lake, you can't have king salmon in Lake Michigan without alewives. And while alewives serve as food for several fish in the lake, Adlerstein says they also keep native fish from reproducing.
They were feeding, for example, on eggs and larvae of some of the native species.
Even if alewives don't eat the eggs, Jay Wesley of the DNR says they have other ways to destroy them. They produce an enzyme that cuts down on vitamin B levels in native fish like lake trout.
And as a result of that, the lake trout egg survival was very poor. So with lake trout now finding other food items, such as round gobies, which is another invasive species, their issues with that low vitamin B are starting to go away. So we're starting to see more natural reproduction of lake trout.
Because of the decline in alewives, Wesley says the DNR has been forced to stock fewer king salmon.
We're basically just trying to balance the predator and prey ratio out there.
That makes charter captains like Link and Condor nervous. Sport fishing is a multi-billion dollar industry in Michigan. John Mattson is a sport fishing guide on the Pier Marquette River, one of the rivers where the salmon spawn. Mattson says if salmon populations continue to drop, that could have a huge economic impact on the state.
But you're talking about affecting small towns like, you know, our river town is Baldwin. And you're going to take a big chunk of income away from the whole town. There's no question.
For now, Jay Wesley says the DNR will continue to stock roughly 1.7 king salmon in Lake Michigan. Though the DNR says it may stop stocking the fish if its numbers get too low. As for the fishing industry, it's probably too early to tell what effect low king salmon numbers will have on the business. Fishing guide John Mattson says it'll be about 3 to 4 years, the average lifespan of a king salmon, before we'll know.
We didn't catch them good last year. I'm still booked solid for this year. So it'll be next year, the year after, that I'll be able to tell you for sure if these folks are still going to come up here and want to go fishing.
For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.